Marshall, I don't think you should be up in that tree,
Casey said. She glanced down at the small sign stuck in the White House lawn.
This tree was planted by President Truman. It's very valuable. I'm not hurting it,
Marshall's voice came from the branches.
I'm just making my spider web look more spooky.
Casey and her friend Marshall were in the White House Rose Garden. It was Halloween, and in an hour, the garden would be filled with kids and grown-ups in costumes. Even though the leaves were changing color, it was warm for the end of October. Kids wouldn't need their hats and jackets to go out trick-or-treating. President Zachary Thornton was Casey's stepfather. Since Casey's mom had married the president, Casey and her mother had been living in the White House.
It already looks spooky,
Casey said. She glanced around the garden at the jack-o'-lanterns, ghosts made out of sheets, and fake tombstones. Marshall dropped to the ground. He was dressed as a tarantula. To make the legs, he'd stuffed long black socks and tied them to his black t-shirt and black jeans. He'd drawn a spider face on his own using face paint. Marshall Lee was an animal lover, but he especially liked creatures with six or more legs. His pet tarantula, Spike, lived in a cage next to his bed.
How does it look?
He asked, pointing up into the tree. His spider web was really white knitting yarn he'd gotten from his mother. He had strung the yarn in the tree branches to look like a large web.
Pretty nice, Casey admitted. And the web goes with my costume. You're not coming as a spider, too,
Marshall yelped.
No, I'm coming as Wilbur,
Casey said.
Who's Wilbur? He's the pig in Charlotte's Web,
Casey said.
My favorite book.
I hate to break the news, Marshall said, but in the book, Charlotte built a spider web, not a pig web.
I didn't say Wilbur sat in the web,
Casey said.
Besides, how would you know? You only read Spider-Man comics.
I saw the movie,
Marshall grinned.
Sweet web, Marsh,
a voice said. It was almost dark in the rose garden, and the voice made Casey jump. Simon Tanzi jogged toward the tree. He was the nephew of Yvonne, the president's maid. Simon was visiting Yvonne for a few days.
Thanks, Simon,
Marshall said.
Where's your costume?
Simon winked.
Somewhere,
he said. Simon was 13 and thin and had the yellowest blonde hair Casey had ever seen. He puffed out his chest.
I'm coming as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You can't,
Casey said.
Everyone has to be some kind of animal. It says so on your invitation.
I know,
Simon said. He tugged on Casey's long red hair.
I was just yanking your chain. My costume is all ready, and if you think you'll win the costume contest, forget it. It's going to be mine.
What contest?
Marshall said.
No one tells me anything around here.
There's a prize for the most creative costume,
Casey said.
The president and my mom and I are the judges.
You're a judge, Simon scoffed. So you can't win, right?
I know that,
Casey said. She wondered why Simon made her so angry. Since he'd arrived that morning, he'd been nothing but a wise guy.
She's coming as a pit. Ouch,
Marshall said as Casey kicked him on the ankle.
It's a surprise.
Casey glared at Marshall.
Whatever,
Simon said, rolling his eyes.
Your mom told me to tell you to come in and get the apples, you know, for the dunking.
Okay, thanks,
Casey said.
I just want to check out the tent first.